tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Greetings once again, everyone. L. Frank Murr at the North Pole Tracking Center, reporting for SantaUpdate.com. In just 12 short hours, Santa will launch from the North Pole to begin his Christmas ride. On our website at SantaUpdate.com, we are posting up-to-the-minute information, and the email is just pouring in from children all over the world. Joining us now to discuss this is Elf Hugo of the North Pole Post Office. Hugo, what is on the minds of children everywhere at this hour?
Well, we get a lot of questions, and most want to know when Santa will get to where they live. But the big question this hour seems to be about bedtime warnings.
That's right, Hugo. Bedtime warnings are listed on SantaUpdate.com so that kids everywhere will know when Santa wants them in bed.
Well, that's right, but some think to go to bed before the warning is issued, and that's a big mistake. They will fall asleep too early and then wake up too early, and Santa will just have to send them back to bed, and everything just becomes a big mess. I think the big message to kids needs to be that they should just go to bed when Santa says to go to bed on the website.
Great tip, Hugo. It is only about 8 in the morning in the far South Pacific, so the first bedtime warnings are still many, many hours away. That's why you need to stay tuned right here and keep your browser set to SantaUpdate.com. From the North Pole, I'm Mel Frank Murr reporting on the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.